I'm going to let you do
the introduction this time.
This is your episode.
Is it my
episode? This is your episode.
All right. We're coming back to the Armory 33 podcast with the actual host, that is Quinn, the co-host, which is I, who is leading this episode, apparently. We decided that right this second.
This is your episode. I just had a mouthful of Skittles, so.
He just didn't want to start because he was eating candy.
I was eating candy.
We could have just hit the record button later, but this is where we're starting.
Why?
Why not? Why? Hey, we're professionals here.
Ooh, I need a thing over on the desk. Right, grabbing that thing on the desk. Don't knock over the whole other, Jesus. And he wrecks his studio as he does it. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's, yeah, that one. That one. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot.
Anyway.
You know you want one.
I do. You're right.
It's a citrus flavor. Gonna get into this episode or are we gonna throw hands already?
You feeling a little fruity today?
It's Sunday, okay? Leave me alone. Sticks, gloves, and shirts. That's the name of the episode.
All right. So,
all right. What are we talking about today, Shane?
What do you want to do? Hockey. So I guess that's how I let it off. Yeah. Because it's a hockey episode.
You want to face off here or what? Talking to the hockey guy? No, Rocco's not here. He couldn't make it today. But yeah, we've been to a hockey game this year.
Literally
this year.
It was
a free hockey game. It was this year. It was like 3 weeks ago. I don't know.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then you went off gallivanting across the East Coast.
Pennsylvania and Jersey.
Sorry you went to the shithole of America.
So we went and saw Penn State play Michigan State.
Yep, the number one team in the country.
We're the number one team in the country at the time.
Well, after 10 minutes of overtime.
Yeah, there was a lot of extra hockey.
And four rounds of a shootout.
Four rounds of shootout. Because
we tried to steal a 55-gallon bag of
popcorn. Oh, dude,
Did you forget about that?
I really wanted that fucking bag of popcorn.
My lovely sister-in-law got me and the guys hockey tickets through her company, which were great seats. My seat really sucked, though, because I didn't have a back on it.
No. Your seat sucked because you decided to not sit in it, and it was cold.
It was cold.
You to sit in your spot because it was going to be cold.
The way the words, I was in the front. Shane was back a row and to the right of me.
Yep.
Then Ryan was back four rows to the left of me. So we had our own little flying V going.
We did have a flying V.
And then Ryan, the other people that were sitting next to me left. You guys just want to come up here and sit? We're like, yeah. That was about second period.
It was like the somewhere in the third.
Yeah. We'll go up there and sit. It's great. What's the name of the arena? I'm going to butcher it. Pagula Arena. Fantastic.
I really enjoy going.
There are no bad seats. We saw everything perfectly. We were right behind the student section.
Yeah, I really like going to that arena. That's the second time I was there.
This season. Yeah, this season.
I can't wait to go back.
That was great night of hockey.
Yeah.
What a good guy's night.
My kid wants to go back. She keeps bothering me about.
I'll go with you.
She's
I'm on your way.
You are literally on my way through.
I can walk up to 254.
You are on my way through.
Hey, it was good hockey. Got a good hit. A lot of good hits. Some very questionable hits.
College hockey doesn't have fighting, which you were...
I was pissed about. That was... I think I said it. Like, why did I even come to this? I mean, poor little number 18 just got rocked.
Yeah, he gets rocked a lot.
He got rocked, but he got right back up.
Yeah, when they're tough. They're not baseball players. They're hockey players.
They all have their teeth, though.
No. The pictures of them have their teeth. They'll all have their teeth, I'm sure. I can pull up a picture of Couturier, and you'll see that he has smiling teeth. And then I can pull up another picture of Couturier, and you will see that he's missing the first five.
On both sides, top and bottom.
Just has that Bobby Clark smile, as I like to call it.
Oh. But no, so, yeah, we did that on a Saturday night. And then Sunday, you went to the Eagles playoff game. Following Saturday, we were supposed to record an episode.
Yeah, that Saturday was when I
went to Jersey
to watch the Flyers play the Devils.
Game.
Flyers. The buddy I went with, who's a Devils fan, was not happy. That was his first Devils game in person, and he got to watch them lose. Their arena is really weird. I'm sitting there. We had really good seats.
Oh, the Devils are the Newark?
So the Prudential or the Rock, whatever you want to call it. We had really good seats, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this seems really small. So after the game, I went and looked it up, and it only It's like 1701.
Like 1700.
17. Okay. 17,000. Or like 1699 for hockey, 1701 for basketball or something like that. It's really weird. It's not a
lot. You get two extra seats?
It's not a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, this feels weird. I'm used to going to the Flyers games a lot, and it's big. Even when I've sat in the lower bowl, it feels large.
Yeah.
And I've sat at the top where literally I just stood up the whole game, and the rafters are right here above my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's only one way to watch the game is just to stand. And I was like, man, this does not feel the same. Then I realized it sits 2,000 less people, and that's why it
just felt smaller to you.
Yeah. Whole walls that don't have spots. There's like the seats go to here, and then there's a whole wall where you can see there's no seats. It's just like
where there should be seats.
Like where I feel like there should be seats because I'm used to seeing the bowl being.
Yeah.
All the way to the top, baby. There's you ain't getting a free space. That's where we can put a butt.
This isn't bingo. It's interesting that you say that because when my first hockey experience that I remember going to was in the original Hershey Arena, the Bears Arena. Okay. I remember that. The only thing I remember is I think the Bears won, but I went with my brother and my uncle and some other people. I remember my brother was sitting crisscrossed in a seat, and when he went to get up, his foot got caught in the seat. That was what I remember. I've been up to the Giant Center because I lived in Hershey for a couple of years. So Saturday night, we had nothing to do. I had a friend that was a Flyers fan, and he would be like, "Want to go watch the Bears game?" I'm like, "Yeah, great." And then I've been to Wilkes-Barre, been to Pittsburgh for a couple of games.
Never got to PPG.
PPG. Yeah, now we're last in the division. It's fantastic. Highs and lows of being a Pittsburgh sports person.
Hey, we're in a full rebuild. We just traded away Morgan Frost and Joel Farabee for a guy that can speak Russian to play with Mitchkov and a kid that's 23. The Flames didn't know what to do with him, and we're just like, we'll take a waiver on him. You're giving us two draft picks anyway.
There you go. When we were at Pagula, the energy in that building was just electric.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Like, we were right behind the student section. Any college sport that has a student section, the craziness that's happening.
That was way tame compared to the first game I went to.
Yeah. But like, there was not a lot of empty seats or areas where they could put seats.
No. They have that stadium's probably one of the better built, I think, for college hockey. It's about the right amount of people to go to a college hockey game.
It was easy to find everything.
So,
like I said, you guys wanted to steal a 55-gallon trash bag of popcorn.
It was full of popcorn.
I know. And the bad thing is I heard Brian go, can we fit this in the truck? I was like, no, we're not fitting it in my brand new truck.
I mean, we could fit it
in the truck, yes. But it was not. We went to Sheetz afterwards.
Yeah, but we could have had a bag of popcorn.
No, because then I would have got the leather seats all weird.
But if it had a thing of popcorn.
No popcorn in the truck.
Popcorn's delicious.
No, it's
red. What's wrong with you?
As soon as I get a kernel like in stabbing me in the gums, I'm done. That little shell, you know what I'm talking about?
Very rarely. Get braces. You probably have gaps in your teeth.
That's because I didn't wear my retainer all the time. I take my braces off way too early.
I just told you why you hated eating popcorn. Look, and then you admitted it.
Sticks, gloves, and shirts, okay? Hockey's one of the things you have to see live.
I like watching it. I understand why people have a hard time watching it on TV.
Because you don't know where the puck's at.
I do. But I've watched hockey very, very long.
If I turn it on here, my wife's like, what are we watching?
Someone brought up, speaking of knowing where the puck was. So back in the 90s, Fox did the light a puck.
Yeah.
And they're like, you remember a few years ago when they did the light up puck? And I was like, that was in the 90s. And he goes, it was that long ago? And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. They did it for an all-star game, and it was crazy. It was like 97 all-star game, I want to say. It was when they were wearing like the purples and teal all-star jerseys. And then they had that pink puck flying around with all that. Oh, it's just so much color. I was like, what is going on?
This is not hockey.
The worst thing is you had the old CRT TV. Your TV is just struggling to produce all this color.
Error 404 file not found. You're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, especially me. I had an old TV. Like,
I had to get up and turn the knobs.
We had
the push buttons. My first TV,
because it was an entertainment center. It was this tall and had the speakers on the side, and then you had to like.
Remember the TVs that would be like half the height of this wall, and they were just like thick. It was like the whole TV. Mm-hmm. How do you get those out of your house?
You don't. I had a rear projection TV. It ended up becoming the garage TV because the bulb would go bad in it every 1,000 hours. So like once every 3 months, you were buying a new bulb, which was like $600 to replace.
You can just get a new flat screen now for that price.
So that became the garage TV because it didn't really matter that it was
bad.
Yeah. Before my garage looked like it did, we had just had a turbo heater. We had these benches that we built into the wall, and then we had that sitting on that. Then we had that wired into the surround sound because I still had my receiver from down home. So I had that receiver and then it's just some floor speakers screwed into the wall. The garage has never been used for a garage. It's always been a spot.
With my garage bay now being open, wait till you see what happened with that this summer.
So that's just always been my garage.
I feel like it's one of those things like when I'm actually at the game, I'll pay attention more than if I was watching it on TV. That and when you hear somebody get cross-checked and you hear that collective gasp and then the cheer, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's definitely a crowd experience when you go to a hockey game. Not everything has that quite that energy when you go to see it live. Because baseball games can be long. Especially if there's no long balls. If it's a game where everyone's scoring off of singles and
doubles.
Pop flies or sacrifice flies, they can put up a lot of runs, but it can be like.
All right, let's just get it over with now. Come on. We've been here for 4.5 hours.
I was at that game that got rain delayed last May, and it was the fourth inning, and he would give up that poor pitcher. Give up a single, give up a home run. Give up a single, give up a double, give up a home run. And it was a whole inning of just this poor guy. And then they brought in another pitcher, and they were just smacking that pitcher around.
Hockey is great because you have 5 men on the ice, not including the goalie.
Yeah.
Those 5 guys have to work in unison, and then you constantly have line changes every 30 to 45 seconds.
Yeah, roughly a minute.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah, it'll always be my favorite sport. It'll be the sport I'll never get to see a championship in.
You're 2 for 4 so far.
What?
In your lifetime?
Yeah, I've seen the Phillies and the Eagles.
We'll never see a Sixers one.
No,
we'll never see a Sixers one.
Did you see what happened last night?
No, I woke up to the big news of the big trade today for AD trade.
Which makes my thing that I think Joel is going to be a Laker by the end of February, by the end of the trade line.
Who are they going to give us?
Who wants to take his bad body? Apparently the Lakers, because the Mavs were getting rid of him because of his bad body. The Mavs were concerned about his conditioning, which is always bad. He shows up out of shape every year.
But he produces.
Not until later in the season. In the beginning of the season, he's bad.
Speaking of hockey, my sister-in-law got me 12 months of Sidney Crosby calendar.
Sidney Crosby?
Yes. I thought it was a Penguins calendar. I'm like, this is great. Why are they all Sidney Crosby?
Even worse.
I did see something. I really hope it happens next year. If it happens next year, I'm probably going to try and go if you want to come with me. The stadium series is going to be the Penguins versus the Capitals. They were talking about they should wear the Crosby and Ovechkin rookie jerseys.
They won't wear those, though.
How nice would that be? Because that's probably going to be their last year playing.
I think
Sid missed a good 2 years due to concussions.
At least 2 years. I don't know. If Ovechkin was able to tie or break the record this year, which he was on pace to do.
Coincidentally.
I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank.
Ovi?
Yeah.
I don't. He maybe has one more good season.
He didn't even have a good season last year. It was really weird that he came out on fire this year.
Yeah, PEDs.
Possible.
PEDs. That's never been a big thing with hockey.
Because you don't want to be big.
You do not.
It's always funny because the number one draft pick, they always make a big deal.
5'9".
No, no.
125.
No, because when they go through, they do a combine.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
But it's always hilarious.
I played NHL games. I know what I go through.
So the combine for hockey is always so bad because none of them are, they're in shape for hockey, but they're not in shape. The person who did the most, because one's like a chin-up, usually there's one guy that did 10 chin-ups. And usually like the first five draft picks did zero. Yeah. None of them can lift their body up. Because they're all their strengths in their legs.
Oh, yeah.
So many of it is just like, why are we even doing this?
Does this really help me be a hockey player?
Like, the combine for the hockey is so weird. No one's ever moved up or down from the combine either. It's always on film. Yeah. It's just a way to get people to meet. Like, just have a group meet. Like, do a scrimmage.
We're going to, don't go 100% because we don't want somebody to get hurt. But we're only going to do 10-minute periods.
Or,
you know what I mean?
Or just do a meet and greet with the teams, because that's 90% of what it is anyway. Just like the NFL Combine. All right, everyone.
The NFL Combine, though, does make sense in the things they do. I'm not understanding the cone drill, though.
We've drafted people because of the cone drill, and it's worked out for us because you can get those guys that move laterally really quickly. That means they have a good change of direction.
Yeah.
You guys play defense this way.
In between the numbers.
We play the Eagles, especially now with Vic, they play defense this way. There's a big umbrella. We're not giving you past that 10-yard. You can have those 10 yards and underneath passes, but you're not going outside of that. And then if you're stupid within that, throwing within those 10 yards, we are taking the ball.
Football was the last episode we talked about.
I know. It was just we got to the combine thing. Yeah, hockey's rough.
I played baseball. I played basketball. I played football.
Mm-hmm.
I played tennis. I can roller skate. The four wheels on a square, I can roller skate. I'm terrified to try ice skating.
Ice skating's fun.
I don't think I can do it, especially with my knees right now.
Let's go
ice skating. Yeah.
Sometimes it's mutually. I could rollerblade for years before I could use a roller skate.
Where I grew up, the majority of our birthday parties were at a roller rink.
I think that's just how most people were in our age group.
I can roller skate with the best of them.
Right.
I was great at the limbo. On roller skates, I could squat and go.
It took me until I was like 14 to figure out how to use roller skates.
I had an idea.
Roller blades in the straight up inlines?
Oh, yeah.
I would go through three sets a year.
I wasn't that bad, but
I would get a pair for Christmas. Get a pair for my birthday, which is like a month apart.
Yeah.
And if I had a pretty good report card, I would get a pair for summer. And that pair for summer was supposed to last me till
your birthday.
My birthday. And then the two pairs were supposed to last me like
till the following summer.
Till the following summer. Yeah. So I always had really nice practice skates. So instead of having four wheels, a lot of them only had three. So that was more like having an ice skate under your foot.
I found a tag.
Or I would have straight hockey skates, which would have a longer blade on it, and then split the wheels out. Everything was all about having a blade underneath my foot pretty much all times.
That's the thing, I've never been, I don't like the cold. Do you know what I mean? That's why I was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to try ice skating. The only time I was able to go ice skating was the week before my wedding. And my wife was like, you're not going ice skating.
Yeah, you would have died.
I slipped my calf or something open, got tangled up, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, even with those unsharp rental skates, you would have still figured out how to do it. If someone's going to figure it out, it's definitely you.
What are you doing?
Yeah, those figure skates that they rent.
There's been more gruesome injuries, I think, in hockey than any other sport.
There was a guy that died 2 years ago.
Yeah, there was a couple players that almost lost their goalies that got. Was it the Avalanche where the trainer skated out and put his two fingers inside the guy's carotid?
Yeah.
Or inside his jugular and just held it there and saved that guy's life. Mm-hmm. And then you also get, we picked up Steve the Trash Man to be our third string goalie and He made 18 saves a night.
Do you have to have an emergency goaltender? So there's an emergency goaltender for in every city. There's, I forget if it's two or three, just in case somebody can't come in. So there's always a set of emergency beer league goaltenders in every city that come in.
It's great.
And then once in a while, they do win a game. But like usually the weirdest part is they never end up playing for the home city. They always end up having to play for the visitors.
It's like the home team's equipment team will get their jersey ready for them. No, you're playing against us.
We have to get everything ready for you.
You're going to look good for your hour and a half of fame.
Yep.
It's just like, where else do you see that? That'd be like you and I going to a baseball game. And they're like, we need a first baseman. Or section 101, row 4, seat 5. I guess I'm going to go fucking play first base today.
Not the place that's play me.
That I played first base. I'd be ready for
it. You can put me out there in
right field. He's over there looking at the scoreboard, picking daisies.
No, because usually most batters are power hitters are left-handed anyway. You want to put me out in left field where I might get like two hits all game.
I just like, I'm done, coach. I'm 5 feet from the back. He's going to win. It'd be like that. Was that movie Like Mike?
Yeah. All right. So, coach, I'm gonna be playing left field. All right, here's the deal. I'm playing at the warning track exclusively. I might not catch it, but it.
Center field, you have to cover it. You have to cover 2/3 of my third of the field. I'll go from 10 yards in to the foul pole. Like that's third and short. You guys got anything behind you? It'd be the weirdest thing ever. But like hockey, like you don't have that. If I had to play hockey, I'd be like, I'm just gonna go out and hit people.
Oh yeah, you got to also be able to skate.
Yeah,
fastest sport on earth, man. Fastest sport on earth. It's not even a joke. Average
that
speed.
Was NASCAR.
That's the fastest of racing, maybe. No, the fastest sport on earth.
Oh, yeah.
They average 18 miles per hour. And that's just a light skating for them.
A warm-up. Like, that's a warm-up.
It's not even trying.
Tom's sitting there going, what?
Yeah.
So you need to have great balance, coordination, hand-eye coordination.
Yep.
And have your head on a swivel 365 degrees.
All times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some of the greatest hits are when somebody's coming right across center ice and you can see it happening and you're like, it's like me, like you're going to hit me and I'm skating like this and I don't see it till I just look and turn. By that time, it's too late and a guy's just torpedoing himself at another person.
Yeah. Hockey is such a, I like to call it the beautiful sport, but that's what they call soccer.
I would call hockey a graceful sport.
I don't know. It's so pretty.
I'm just thinking of like how hockey evolved. The early 50s and 60s, they weren't wearing helmets.
You mean like the early 1900s?
Yeah. Shut up.
Hockey's been around for a long time. Oldest trophy in sports.
And they keep adding to it, which I didn't know that. So after every couple of years, they're adding another base.
They take away.
Oh, they take away.
I think the oldest one on the bottom ring is, I want to say the 70s now, like 79.
They take away the bottom ring.
It shrinks this way. It's at its max height, they're going to let it be.
Yeah.
They just take the bottom ring off and slide everything down. You slowly move your way down. Yeah. This is actually the second Stanley Cup. The first one is in full retirement. It didn't have removable parts. They designed this one so that they could keep it.
I actually learned a hockey lesson the other day. I was watching another YouTuber, and he did a thing during the Cold War where the USSR team came over and played against actual NHL teams. And they were beating the best of the best.
Until they played the best.
The reigning Stanley Cup champs, it was at 1976, I think. Yeah. And I refuse to say those words on this podcast.
Yeah.
There's a reason you're behind that wall in your background.
The Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah. Where they just went out and bought enforcers.
Just how they were. The Broad Street Bullies.
The one guy has the record for most penalty minutes in a season. 1,200, I think.
Broad Street Boys. So They
see you the should be US, happy I brought that up.
The USSR decided that they were not going to come back on the ice after the first period.
Oh yeah, and the commissioner of the NHL was like,
"You won't get paid.
We're not paying you until you get out there and take this ass kicking that you're going to receive."
Went back out and took an ass kicking.
But they like, and I think they scored like 2 goals. But Philly was already up 4-0. In the first 10 minutes, Philly scored 4. The USSR is just getting their asses kicked.
They literally were like, "That is not a hockey team."
Oh yeah, no,
they were not prepared for
it. Yeah,
it was great.
I mean, and then what happened a few years later?
Miracle on Ice.
And those were all college kids, correct?
They were all college kids.
Imagine if they would have put the best of the NHL on that team. And the defenseman just would have been all from Philly. Fuck you, Sergei. You're not gonna come through this crease.
Yeah. Miracle on Ice was a great time.
I wasn't alive for it, but I've watched the Kurt Russell movie a couple times.
I've watched the actual documentary. I watched the Kurt Russell movie maybe once.
There's been a lot of good hockey movies. Yep. There are some great sports movies. Raging Bull, mm-hmm. The Rookie,
mm-hmm. And 42.
42 is great. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Football, you have Any Given Sunday, Friday Night. I like the Friday Night Lights TV show better than I like the movie.
Radio.
They don't think there was really a football movie. There was football in the movie. The Longest Yard.
Sure.
The original, not the newest one.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
Then, like hockey, you have obviously Miracle.
Mighty Ducks.
Two. D2 is my favorite one.
You can have it as your favorite one. It's still Mighty Ducks one.
Then you have Goon with Sean William Scott.
Mm-hmm. You have Slapshot.
Yep.
You have Mystery Alaska, which is my favorite hockey. Exactly. It is about a movie where they.
It's a movie. That's fucking weird.
About Mystery Alaska. They somehow convinced the Rangers to come out and play a game against them on a pond. It's a cool movie. Definitely one of my favorite hockey movies.
What other hockey movies are there?
There's a lot of them. Trying to put them all in my head.
Happy Gilmore's a hockey movie. How is it not? It's like saying Die Hard's on a Christmas movie. Yes, it is. It takes place during a holiday party during Christmas time. Oh, my.
Home Alone is a Christmas movie. Hard. Die Hard wishes it was Home Alone.
But no, just grown men beating the shit out of each other.
They did take a lot of the fighting. The
game has evolved, which I think has been good for the sport.
The smaller pads are nice. They're scoring goals again, like in the 80s where they're scoring goals at will.
I saw a score the other day that was like 8-1.
Yeah.
I just went, what? How do you suck that bad?
That's where we're back to getting scoring goals. I like that. I like the smaller pads. I also liked the 90s where it was like 1-1 games. But no one plays defense like that anymore.
Yay, guess who's last in the Metropolitan Division?
We lost our last 2 games.
The Islanders have won 7 in a row?
Yeah, they beat us 3-0 on
Thursday. They still have a -4 differential.
They're bad.
But, and that's the thing. The other pro sports, you're expected to go out and dominate every night. The puck's going to bounce one or two different ways.
Yeah. And there are teams that sometimes do just dominate. Tampa, during their run that they had.
The Red Wings in the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s.
Penguins.
What was that last team you said? Penguins. Okay, thank you. Back-to-back.
Oilers, Islanders,
the Blackhawks,
Bossy.
Yeah,
dude, Bossy would have broke every record. Bossy was insane.
How is it not cheating when you just grab the puck out of midair with your glove?
No, you can always grab it. You just have to drop it to yourself. You can't hand pass it.
Yeah,
grabbing it out of the air is definitely more new players do it than old school players. It was let it fly over your head before. Now it's let's just snatch it, try to drop it. Because before, you'd rather it go over you because then it could be an icing. Now it's we can turn just into offense.
Yeah. So you're telling me if I catch this puck right now and there's only one guy in front of me and it's a goalie,
yeah.
We saw it at Penn State. where it was one-on-one and then the guy got tripped. We're like, ah, fuck you.
Yeah, so that's legitimate.
Shorzy. We forgot Letterkenny was
in. Letterkenny.
Intensity of it draws people to it.
Live, definitely.
You have kids banging on the glass.
Certain places, they allow it, and certain places, they don't. Up in Wilkes-Barre, they get mad if you hit the glass.
12 o'clock. Are you awake? I am now. That's the one person I would drop the gloves on.
He is trained to fight.
No, he's not. He's trained to fix my computer when it breaks.
He was trained to fight. I don't know if that is going to go the way you think it's going to go.
I have a reach on him, so I can keep him at length.
There's
but if that. He gets
there, the man was trained to fight.
I have an idea. We might be summer.
Fat people.
Why are we the defenseman and he's like our star player we have to protect?
Because he's small. He's probably the one that would protect us better. We're going about this the whole wrong
way. I'm going to text him right now to see what he says. Hear me out. Hockey fights.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm like, hear me out. Just hockey fights. That's all I text him. He's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
But yeah. We're in the middle of a full rebuild.
We're on a very steep decline.
Yeah, you guys just traded somebody too. That I was shocked. You guys traded away. But
are we watching them? No, you against me in a hockey fight. I'm like, no, you against me in a hockey fight. He's like, what am I missing right now? Yeah, I have no idea who we just traded. Aha! Crosby scores fourth straight game. Wait a second. That's a new NHL team?
Yeah, you got Marcus,
the Utah?
That's the Coyotes.
They moved to Utah. But they still don't have a new name yet.
Yeah, you guys traded Peterson. You got a bunch in return, but I was just shocked that you guys traded. I thought you guys were working on building. I guess you guys are further out than I thought.
You know what I can say? Our goalie is the only goalie just to score in three different levels of hockey. That was beautiful the way he did that.
Or I think they just need to commit to the rebuild. I'm not sure. Like Leafs smart teams like, hey, Joel, they benched him a bunch this year. He was a healthy scratch like four times. And Morgan. They're like, guys, you're not buying into what we're trying to run here, so we're going to send you away. We have a thing we're trying to.
I'm going to throw hands with Tanner.
We got to put fight straps in your shirt first. I might have some fight straps laying around the house.
Let's just build a net out in front of the shed this year. During the summertime. We'll get the good balls, the orange balls. Let's take slap shot practices.
I still have sticks.
Do you have any right-handed sticks?
I have one right-handed stick. I'm left-handed.
I know. That's why. You're like, I got sticks. I'm like, they're not going to work for me.
I still have my stick from when I was 9.
Wait a second. If I'm right-handed, the blade of my stick's going that way. Okay. It's on my right.
Shoot a puck the wrong way.
No, I don't.
Right-handed shots are a weird shot. That's why there's way more left-handed shots. Because it's natural. It feels way more comfortable.
Leave me alone. I'm a unicorn.
It feels way more comfortable.
What are you doing?
Like, he's left-handed.
Hey, you leave the three greatest Pittsburgh Penguins alone over there.
That is not the three great. You don't have Mario over there, so I don't want to hear any shit.
Well, not that jogger. Sorry. It's because Mario never signed a contract to be a McFarlane toy.
Oh, it doesn't have to.
So that Jager actually is not even an actual McFarlane.
It's still, you don't have Mario. It doesn't count. You have to have Mario.
And Paul Coffey, too.
So there's Mario Lemieux. Then there's Paul Coffey. And then Sid. Then Malkin.
Jager.
And then Jager.
And then I'll put Chris right under Jager.
He probably is in your top 10. I don't know if he's right under Jágr. That 92-93 team had a lot of good players.
Yep.
But
that was their first of two back-to-back Stanley Cup champs in my lifetime.
Yeah. The one you were just born for, so it doesn't really count.
It's the one after I was born. It counts.
I was 6 months old. Doesn't matter.
2 months old.
Jesus
Christ. If you think about it, when does Stanley Cup usually end?
June.
Okay. When was I born?
May.
So it was
God.
Ironically, the last time they won the Stanley Cup is when Nicole and I started dating. She's like, let's go to Applebee's for dinner. I'm like, okay, cool. And the waitress is like, you guys wouldn't mind if the hockey game's on? I'm like, nope. Driving home that night, I was listening to it on the radio, and I called her. I was like, hey, I had a really great date. And to let you know, the Penguin just won the Stanley Cup. She's like, I don't know what that means, but okay. Still married her. Next month is going to be 6 years of marriage already.
Wow. 6 months.
Or 6 years. 6 years of marriage.
So what is this year? This is year 8.
D2.
It's year 16.
How old are your kids?
13 and 10, my guy. You don't have to get married first. I am not Catholic.
Been there, done that. Catholic.
My wife is.
Yeah, I know. She's a saint.
My daughter is slowly becoming Catholic.
Has she calmed down at all?
What do you mean?
Your daughter.
Like
that'd be the one that I'd be afraid to have to go against in a hockey fight.
She knows where to hit you.
Oh, yeah. She'd ride the bend of the knee. You would get Gordon Bombay.
Oh, yeah.
She would just...
Yeah. She was excited at the scrimmage yesterday between the older girls and them.
Oh?
They played the U-12 girls, and they won 2-0. She played defense. I said, did you let any shots in? She goes, no, Dad, we won 2-0. I was like, did you let any shots up on your side? She said, no, every time they kicked it right into me. I was like, then you're in the right position. Good job.
That'd be terrifying. You tell somebody that's never played hockey before, I need you to go out there and block this. Take a puck? No, I'm good. I'd rather take an 80-mile-an-hour fastball than a puck.
Pucks generally travel more than you get. Yeah, they're also frozen.
Yeah.
They're a rubber that's frozen and put onto a frozen surface.
Nope.
And then generally shot at about, on average, 82 to
97
miles per hour.
Yeah.
No, a real fast shot could be like 107.
I'm good. I'm taking a fastball.
There was it was the Devils. The Devils were in, I think the Devils were in Buffalo. I saw this picture the other day. Somebody hit the puck so hard off the glass, it left the print. It literally said New Jersey Devils in the glass. Because it must have flipped up on end and went like this into the glass. Puck first. Do you want to be standing on the other side of that puck?
No, I do not.
Because that tells me that somebody was about to die. It's bad when I've seen the glass shatter from shots.
Yeah, so have I. I've been in a Hershey where the glass has shattered. We had to stop play to replace the glass. And it's plexiglass.
Nah. So it's a plexiglass blend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you got on hockey there, bud?
No, I'm actually putting something right now up on our Facebook page. Would you rather take an 80-mile-per-hour fastball or an average hockey shot? I'd rather watch. Around here, we have the AHL is a lot more accessible for us.
I live in the middle of nowhere, but everything's conveniently 50 minutes away.
How many?
50. It's convenient for me. It's just...
Shane, be here at 11 o'clock today. Are you close? I'm in Millville. No, not really.
I told you what happened this morning. There was issues.
I'd rather watch hockey. I'd rather not get beat up and play it.
I played a lot of it. I used to get in trouble for forgetting. So I used to take my shoelaces.
I know. You told us this.
Dad would bring me home steel pipes to fix my net. Because I would crack the plastic. So then when he would just be like, well, here's an extra piece of steel from the warehouse. By the time I was said and done, I probably only had a couple corners left of plastic with a bar steel pipe going this way, steel going this way. Definitely had a steel pipe in the back.
We could definitely make one out of PVC.
Yeah, but they crack super easy. I broke the shit out of my PVC one.
We could make the PVC and fill it with Quikrete.
I had a pretty fast slap shot when I was a kid.
I just want to go fight Tanny right now.
But if you have nothing else to say on this.
This is just
this was our talk. We actually were almost on point the whole time.
Yeah.
No tangents. Look at that. When I'm in charge, we don't have as many tangents.
You were the last one we had tangents on the last episode we did together. Blah, 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 blah.
Stop it.
What does Sally do?
She sells by the seashore.
If you don't remember, if you don't take away anything from this episode, just remember, sticks, gloves, and shirts.
Yeah.
That's the order you throw down in. Mm-hmm. What game was it this year where the game really started and they had to blow a whistle within 3 seconds because every single linesman just nodded at each other and they're like, we're fucking going.
It sounds like a Flyers-Rangers or a Flyers-Boston game. We fight Boston a lot.
Hang on, let me look. Let's see, what team has the most fights in history?
In history, we weren't around that long, but we're still probably up there in that top five. Had a tendency to fight a lot. For years, we were the number one team.
Sometimes I just wish I could hockey fight customers.
For sure.
Speaking about that, I asked my boss if we could install a $5 charge for stupidity.
I wish.
He goes, we could be rich and retire. I'm like, I know.
That used to be my 25 cents for cuts. Oh, you need these boards cut? It's 25 cents a cut. And we had a number for it. So it was actually, you could ring it up. I'd be like, how many cuts you need? Oh, you need 17? Okay.
17.
It's 25 cents a cut.
Yep. First cut's free.
They're like, what? So, or I could show you where the saws are.
Yeah. That's called an add-on sale. With that, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And Shane, anything else to add for hockey-wise?
No, I have to pee so bad.
Shane got to pee. See ya.